that sometimes we get the world mixed up. We get God mixed up with the world. That's why God wants us to be patient, because he's not moving according to the world. He's moving according to his will. Hallelujah. He made time for us. He's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. So it's hard sometimes to be still until God's will is clear, because a lot of stuff happens around us. Amen. And you see stuff. And you'd be like, no, I got to do something about this. God, you're taking too long. Okay, I'm just speaking to myself. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we honor you. We praise you. We thank you, God. We pray your blessings upon our time and your word together. And Father God, it's our prayer that none of us would get in the way of you having your way, that your word would go forth, and that the revelation of your word would bless us on today, that we'll be encouraged to go on. In Jesus' name, amen. Today we want to talk about Jericho is yours if dot, dot, dot. Jericho is yours if dot, dot, dot. There are a lot of promises that belong to us if Jericho was part of the land that God promised to the Israelites. But for the purpose of today's message, Jericho will represent that which is in our lives that seems walled, that seems impenetrable, that seems impassable, that seems undoable and naturally impossible. But when you look at your Jericho spiritually, you begin to see that this situation is just right for your God. Amen. Amen. The situation that you're in, whatever your Jericho is, it is just right for your God. Amen. God don't handle easy stuff. He handles the difficult, the impossible stuff. Jericho is yours if you have faith in God and if you are obedient to God. See, God responds to our faith and our obedience. Faith is belief in what God said, and obedience is doing what God said God's way. That's very important. If you want God to hang around your life, be faithful and be obedient. Because if you read beyond chapter 6 in Joshua, you're going to find out that if we're disobedient, God is absent. Oh, I wish I had a witness. Amen. Amen. We want God to bless us, but we don't want to be faithful. We don't want to be obedient. We want to have it when we want it. We want to do it our way. We want to add something to what God says. No. Jericho is yours if. And what I like about it is the fact that there's something that you can't handle. And God said, if you have faith in me and be obedient unto me, I'm going to give you your Jericho. I'm going to let you trample over that was tried to overtake you. Matter of fact, before you get in there, I'm going to make the walls fall down. And you won't have to lift a finger. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Jericho is yours if our faith in God and our obedience to God are crucial to God's presence in our lives and to the fulfillment of his promises. You will see when he told Joshua, he told him everything he needed to do in Joshua chapter 1. And as long as Joshua was obedient and faithful, and as long as the Israelites were obedient and faithful, God showed up. Yes, he did. As long as you and I are obedient and faithful, God will show up in the way he needs to show up. He will respond to our faith and our obedience. See, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. You can't be on a diet from the word of God and expect to have faith. My God. You know, you can't slim fast the word. No. We need the whole word. But faith, and then James says, don't just be a hearer of the word, but be a doer. If not, you're just deceiving yourself. See, when you join a church, you can deceive yourself. You can think that coming to church gives you what you need. But coming to church and being faithful to God's word and obedient to God's word gives you what you need. But see, a lot of us have these Jerichos that we can't conquer. And what we don't like about it is like God told the Israelites, this is your Jericho. Now I want you to do this and don't say nothing. You ever had something in your life God said, shut up. I don't want you to say nothing for 6 days. As a matter of fact, you don't like it, and I want you to walk around it for 6 days. And don't say a word. That's what got us in trouble before, because we talked too much. But God said, now that you got enough faith in me and enough obedience, then I want you to deal with your Jericho. I want you to walk around it, but I don't want you to say anything until it's time to say stuff. We got some prominent instructions. Tell a group of people to be quiet. Somebody still got to talk. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Somebody still got to, you know, everybody's exempt when we say be quiet. But God responds to our faithfulness and our obedience with his presence, his power, and his purpose. Our faith and obedience to God seems to inform God that, oh, hey, God, it's okay. Go ahead, work in us and work on us. It seems like it gives God permission. When God sees our faith and he sees our obedience, it allows him to say, okay, they really want this. Let me move towards that. And see, when we have faith and obedience in God, God knows that we're hearing him. Like our children, you tell them to do something and it's not done. What do you say? Did you hear what I told you to do? They say yes, until you don't, it don't seem like it. You still sitting there watching TV. You ain't moved yet. God says the same to us. Did you hear what I say? It don't look like it. You haven't moved yet. You still doing the same old stuff, drinking the same old stuff, smoking the same old stuff, living the same old way, saying the same. We have this thing where we want God to do stuff while we sit back and relax. And God said, no. I want you to be involved in your own blessing because I want you to have a testimony. See, if you sit back while I do it all, you ain't got nothing to tell. You're going to tell it all about me, but you're not going to tell the part that I told you to do. In the Old and New Testament, you'll find God always responding to faith and obedience. I mean, he responds to other things, but he responds to faith and obedience. And you also find in the Gospels, sometimes Jesus had to leave some towns because there was no faith there. He said, I couldn't do that. I can't do no works here. That happens in church sometimes. You call people down to be healed. You got so many folk don't believe in healing, the folk can't get healed. Oh, y'all didn't know it worked like that, did you? Oh, yeah, we affect one another. We're a community of believers. And you got to believe for somebody else. Amen. You got to have enough faith sometimes for somebody that's coming into the fold. But there's times that Jesus said, I got to leave here. Not because I can't do no work. There's not enough faith here to meet my supernatural power. See, God wants to work supernaturally in your life because you can do the small stuff yourself. But when the big stuff comes, your Jericho comes, God wants to work supernaturally in the lives. That the only way you can work supernaturally is if you got enough faith and obedience. He wants to see those things acting out in our lives. In our scripture for today in Joshua 6, it is faith and obedience of Joshua and the Israelites that motivates God to be present among them. And to fulfill the promises of them. As we said before, Moses had already died. But God said, let me tell you something. When some folk leave the scene, that doesn't mean that the blessings and the promises are done away with. We got to remember that. Life changes. Stuff will change in your life. You could be working on a job and have one of the greatest bosses, and they will move your boss. And they'll give you the boss from you nowhere. But I tell folks, if you're doing what you need to do, I don't care who over you. God, I wish I had a witness in here. But see, we got this thing about Sunday saint, Monday ain't. See, on Sunday, we all sanctify, but on Monday, we get all up in the flesh, and we're going to go in, we're going to tell them of Jesus of our mind. You better let God handle your stuff. Because God can see the whole picture. As a matter of fact, God saw in 6 months, you would no longer have that boss, and you couldn't see it. You couldn't see it yet. And God would ask you to be still and know that I'm God. No, you couldn't be still. You had to open your mouth because you got all with your girlfriends and your boyfriends and your family and everything on Sunday night. Talk about what you're going to do when you get in there. And they pumped you up. They pumped you up. They pumped you up. And you go in there talking smack. And they're not with you. In Joshua 1, God explained to Joshua what the requirements were to be a leader. He said, look, don't let this law depart out of your mouth. Know this law. Know my word. Walk in my word. Believe me. Have faith in my word. And be obedient to my word. You are a leader. And if you as a leader will do what you will do, then those that want to follow me through you, they will have an example. And they will see in you what is required. Don't tell me you're a preacher and you ain't never got no Bible. Every time you go somewhere, you got all your Bible? No! Where's yours? Got no word. No word. I'm a Bible teacher. I'm a Bible scholar. He told Joshua, don't let this word depart. No. Mm-mm. He said, don't do that. He said, I want you to walk in my ways. He said, I'm going to do for you what I did for Moses. I have commissioned you and I have consecrated you. As a matter of fact, things in chapter 5 where he did the same thing he did to Moses. They call it theophany or Christophany, an appearance of the Lord. And Joshua said, whoa, who are you? Are you for us or against us? He said, look here, the ground you stand on is holy ground. All I want to say is sometimes God will appear to you and let you know everything's going to be all right and that he is in fact with you. He will let you know that I am in fact with you. Jericho is part of your promise. And see, what we don't like about it, we want blessing sounds nice. God is blessing me. And it seems like you don't need to do a thing because God is blessing me. But when you read the word of God, every time God blesses you, there's something you need to do. And all blessings don't come about easy. Oh, my God. Sometimes you got to work and walk towards your blessing. Walk into your season. And before that season came, you was walking through some other stuff. Look at the Israelites. They've been in Egypt. They've been in the wilderness. And now they crossed the Red Sea and they crossed the Jordan River. And what's deep about that is that everybody else around them is scared of their God. Now everybody's afraid. They're afraid of Israelites' God. So this is what God does in Joshua 6 before they knock the walls down in Jericho. He gave Joshua some instructions. Look at Joshua 6 and 1. Now, Jericho was straightly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. What does that mean? They were so scared. They were so afraid of Israelite God that they shut the city up. I come to let somebody know today that somebody shut something up that belongs to you. And just because they shut it up, it still belongs. See, whoever God gave it to, it's still yours. I don't care what they write on the nameplate over the door. I don't care. You got to have faith and obedience and understand it's yours. There are some things that God promised you and they belong to you. And somebody put a wall around it and they shut it up. They want you to make you think it's theirs. Oh, my God. It was shut up. Nobody went in and went out. That's how afraid they were. But when people are afraid, they don't want you to know they're afraid. They locked up all the doors, shut all the windows, took all the signs down. Because they want you to think ain't nobody home. But God said, oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. And look at verse 2. The first word of instruction God gave to Joshua was, look. And the Lord said to Joshua, what did he tell him? See. That's the first word of instruction to Joshua. See. See what? I have. Oh, my God. I have given into thine hand
Jericho. I said, wait a minute. Jericho's still standing. But God said, you know I am Alpha and Omega. It's already done in my mind when I talk to you. I told you I'm going to heal your body. You already heal. I know you're going to the doctor. I know you're getting bad x-rays. I know you're still taking them pills. I know you're still taking that chemo. I know they still give you radiation treatment. And I told you I'm going to heal you. God said, in my mind is done. You just go through what you got to go through so you can tell them what you went through so you can give me the glory. But you got to have faith and you got to be obedient. But you see what he told us? He said, look, I have given. He said, see. He see, Joshua, the only reason they're afraid, they're not afraid of you. I know you're a mighty man of valor. I know you're a man. They are not afraid of you because you didn't part nobody's Red Sea. You did not divide that. You ain't mess with the Jordan. You didn't take them out of Egypt. You ain't did none of that, Joshua. See, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king and their mighty men of valor. I have given you the city. See, Joshua chapter 6 is for folks that have been waiting to exhale. Joshua chapter 6 is for folks that have been waiting to shout. Some of us haven't shouted in a long time. The last time you shouted is because something bad happened. But today, you're going to shout because you're Jericho. He gave instructions to Joshua. He said, I like that first word of instruction. See, let's get this done now. Let's get this thing fixed, Josh. You, Joshua, and I'm God. See? I have given into thine hand. See, don't steal God's glory because then you're going to mess up. Look at verse 3. And you shall compass the city, go around the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. You didn't hear Joshua say, oh man, that's ridiculous, man. I can't, my church ain't gonna go for that, man. I'm gonna get up on the pulpit. God said we gotta walk around the building that he said our new church is gonna be in for 6 days. We're gonna look stupid out there. See, some folks don't know you look stupid a lot of times, okay? But we do some ridiculous stuff, man. We do some ridiculous stuff, man. Hold on. Pastor, I don't know if I can make it. I gotta work late. I don't know. Faith and obedience. And see, what I understand is God's ways are not our ways and his thoughts are not our thoughts. But God told Joshua, this is what I want you to tell the people to do. If you want your Jericho, if you want that thing in your life, that big walled city, that impassable city to come down in your life, this is what I need you to do. Now, you couldn't tear it down on your own. You don't have the money to hire the construction company to come with the equipment to tear it down because it's spiritual. I want you to do this 6 days. Ain't that something? 6 days. We walking around Jericho 6 days. They shut up on the inside with little holes in the wall. Look at them fools. Okay, call me a fool. Wait till the 7th day. I wish somebody knew what 7 meant. You wait till the 7th day. Call me a fool. That's right. Laugh at me. Look at that church marching around that building. Look at that. They got people in the front with ram's horn with the shofar. They got the Ark of the Covenant. Look at the rest of the people behind them. Look at that lady with the walker. Oh, I wish I had a witness. Come on. Why was she with the walker? Because she believed. She had faith and she was over. Mother, you know what I'm talking about. You better come on a walk. Some folks been with God long enough, you can't stop them. You ever been around some older saints and say, look here, I'll get that foot. I get it. I'm going to walk while I get it for myself. They're not being nasty. I say, as long as I can walk. Verse 4, he told Joshua, and the 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And see, these horns were used to either, they used a shofar, they would blow the shofar to say, hey, either you're going to have a celebration or a service, or it's time for war. You've been to services where they use the shofar? Yeah. They like blow the horn and everything. I'm like, that's deep, man. And what I like about it is it's so weird, everybody shuts up. Broom! Everybody looking around like, whoa. But again, it's a warning sign, or it's the signal that it's time for service,
a celebration, a time for war. And seven priests shall bear before the ark seven trumpets of ram's horns, and the seventh day you shall come past the city seven times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. He's given this information to Joshua. And it shall come to pass, when they make a long blast of the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, the ram's horn, the shofar, the trumpet, that's all the same thing. And all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. Wow. He's giving Joshua this. And look at verse 6. And Joshua, the son of Nun, this is what Joshua says to the people. He called the priests and said unto them, take up the ark of the covenant, and let seven priests bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord. And he said unto the people, pass on and compass the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. Okay? My. I liked it, but I said, Lord, why would you want the armed guards to be before the ark of the Lord? And he didn't answer me, so I made this up. Because when they start peeping out their little peepholes, they won't see some real stuff, you know. When the people inside Jericho start looking out through their little peephole, they're going to see some real stuff. You serious? Eh? Because see, some folks don't recognize your God. The ark of the covenant might not mean nothing to them, but they see some stuff. They see you packing. I'm not going to keep on laughing at folk that got their stuff with them walking around my house. Look at verse 8. It came to pass when Joshua had spoken unto the people that the seven priests bearing the seven trumpets of ram's horns passed on before the Lord and blew with the trumpets, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. And the armed men went before the priests that blew with the trumpets, and the rear reward, the back, bringing up the rear, came after the ark, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, ye shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout, then shall ye shout. Ain't that something? All you're talking, do it in the fellowship hall. Thank you. Because when we come up out of there, we're going to be focused. We don't have no time for no idle talking, idle chatter. And you know, you have no time for nobody talking about, I don't know why y'all doing this. I'm just going along with it anyway. Because I've been a member here 14 years. I don't know why y'all doing that. And everybody tell me, look at these shoes I got on. If I see her, shut up. We got business to handle here. Say, don't make a word. Don't say a word. And sometimes when God lets you in on something, sometimes it's hard to keep it to yourself. It's just so hard sometimes. It's hard not to tell somebody. Especially if you know somebody and know the people inside the walls of Jericho. I would want to tell them. Tell your girlfriend, call her, tell your girlfriend we coming. We're going to tear it down. You know, you feel that way, you know. But see what's happening as they're walking around the walls of Jericho, their faith is building. Their obedience is building. And see, every day, they had to walk around one time for 6 days. But for those 6 days, they were feeling something. I dare you to go into the Holy of Holies for 6 days. And see, that thing becomes real to you. The first day, God, I already know you're the healer, but by the second day, God, By the third day, God got somebody marching around their sickness right now. It's getting ready to come now. That situation that you can't handle, that you didn't want to tell nobody about, God says, get ready to come down. Jericho is yours if you have faith and obedience. And the armed men went before the priests, and they blew with the trumpets. And verse 10. And Joshua commanded people, saying, "Don't say nothing, don't shout." You got some folks; they don't listen to instructions. You know, if I was Joshua, I would take me some tape. You know, the tape they use in school where they tape your mouth shut. I'll take me some tape. I said, "Come here, I know you. Come here. I know you're gonna mess it up. Us, come here. You look." Ask God to forgive me, but I got to take your mouth because you're going to mess us up. I can't have nobody messing us up. We're going to get something. We're going to tear this wall down. So the ark of the Lord come past the city going about it once, and they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. And you got to be patient in time of what God's doing.
They had to walk around one time for 6 days. And then they had to go at night and chill. My God. Then they had to get up the next day and do the same thing. Hey, God got somebody doing the same thing. You're getting tired of it, ain't you?
Say, come on, God. Come on, I only eat the same food every day, God, please.
You know, people get like that.
We get impatient with God. And the seven priests, verse 13, bearing seven trumpets of ram's horn before the ark of the Lord went on continually, blew the trumpets, and the armed men went before them, but the rear reward came after the ark of the Lord, the priests going on and blowing the trumpets. And the second day they come past the city once and returned to the camp, so they did 6 days. Now, you know, you got somebody in the congregation saying, Josh, come on, man, let's get rid of this thing. Come on. Let's speed it up. Let's accelerate it. Let's help God out.
Come on, God, we're going to speed this thing up.
We don't want to march around one time 6 days. We want to get this 7 day thing over. Let's do it today.
Yeah.
You got to listen to what God said. Whatever God instructed you, don't let nobody change it. And once God tells you something, stop going to people trying to get them to see if they can confirm it for you. If God is speaking to you, you ought to be shouting for joy that you can hear God's voice. You go into this service over there, trying to get confirmation. If you heard God's voice, what more confirmation do you need? Mike, you need to be moving forward. Whatever God told you, you need to step out on that thing and step out on faith. Look at verse 15. And it came to pass on the seventh day. See, God gave instructions to Joshua. Joshua gave the instructions to the people exactly like God gave them. And third point is Israel's victory. Look at verse 15. And it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and come past the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they come past the city 7 times. Now, if I was inside Jericho, I'd be scared. I could take you walking around my house one time for 6 days. God told them, I tell my family, they be done in a minute. They do this every day. They've been doing this for the last 5, 6 days. They do the last 5, 6 days. They be done in a minute. I ain't worried about that. But on the seventh day, something different on the seventh day. Something strange happened on the seventh day. Because if you've been faithful for 6 days, if you've been obedient for 6 days, on the seventh day, God got ready to bless you with the bounty. God said, if you're going to hold faithful to me and do what I told you to do, I'm about ready to bless you. So on the seventh day, they're walking around Jericho 7 times. You see, somebody inside the walls of Jericho is saying, oh, it's different today.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. They can't count. Come on, somebody. They
must be going on vacation. They try to do it all because they go on vacation next week. Thank you. For the next 6 days, they're going on vacation. So they go. Look at verse 16. It came to pass that at the seventh time, when the priest blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord has given you the city. And can you imagine being quiet all them days? All them days you've been quiet. The only thing speaking was your faith and your obedience. And it was speaking loud. But on that seventh day, Joshua said, when you hear that trumpet, when you hear that ram's horn, I want you to shout. Shout, for the Lord hath given you the city, and the city shall be accursed, even in all therein to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that were sent there. That's in Joshua chapter 2. Because Joshua sent 2 spies over to check out Jericho. See, when God give you something, you can send some folk to check it out. And Rahab was nice to them. She made sure they did not get captured. And they made an agreement with her. As a matter of fact, the walls of Jericho were so thick, Rahab's crib was up on the... You know, she had a crib up, but she was a harlot. So she had a high crib, and she had a red string that she put out the window. And they made an agreement with her. They said, look here. They said, look, Ray,
Rahab, you know she's in Jesus' lineage. Oh, I'm sorry. Y'all didn't know God dealt with everybody. See, I know you are. You were born perfect, so God had to do much for you. But folk like me, God had to do something with us. Amen.
Hell, he take everybody. Amen. Everybody says, yes, he'll take you. But they made an agreement with her. And they told her, they said, look here, when we come back to the city, we're going to destroy everything except you and your family, but everybody in your house. Anybody outside your house, it's done. It's done. And go down to verse 19. But all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron are consecrated unto the Lord. They shall come to the treasure of the Lord. So the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpet, and it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet and the people shouted with a great shout. What happened? And the wall fell down flat. But what blows my mind, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. Those were some thick walls. If you could build a house on a wall, they were some thick walls. They were 20 feet high and 20 feet thick. But all they did was shout. I saw some builders in the city, they had that metal ball, and they had to swing it 4 or 5 times just to get the wall down. But all God's people did was shout. Don't wait for the battle to be over. You can shout now, because we're in the end. See, Jericho is yours if you got enough faith and you got enough obedience. Verse 21 said, they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, oxen, sheep, and ass at the edge of the sword. But you're going to find out later on that somebody took something they weren't supposed to take. Disobedience caused God's absence. If I put it to you in street language, that when they went to Ai, they got their butts kicked. Because somebody in the congregation didn't do what they were supposed to do. Oh, yeah, we are brothers and sisters. Yeah, it is dependent on what you do and what you do. We're all in the same family. We're trying to do this thing together. But see, what God told Joshua was, this is what I want you to do. I want you to come past the city 7 times. I need to let somebody know today your Jericho is about to fall down. I know you don't believe me because you on your 6th day. No, you just started. You on your 1st day. Oh, no, you on your 3rd day. No, you on your 5th day. But God said, when you get to that 7th day, just have enough faith and obedience left, your Jericho will come falling down. Whatever it is today, you need to bring it to the forefront of your mind. Whatever's bothering you, whatever's bugging you, it's all walled up. It looks like it's impassable and everything. But God said, I'm going to give you a shot. When they blow the trumpet, I'm going to give you a shot. And all that stuff is just going to come falling down. And I want you to go in and I want you to destroy everything that came up against you. Get rid of it. Tear it down. It's been hanging around your life too long. Tell them drugs, get off me. Tell that addiction, get off me. Tell that woman, man outside your marriage, get off me. Tell the enemy to get off my finances. Tell that devil, get out of my mind. Get out of my heart. Get out of my children. Get out of my marriage. Get out of my house. Get out of my life. Get out of my money. Get out of my clothes. Get out of my car. Get out of my everything else. Get out. See, you laughed at me when I walked around you 6 times. But on that 7th time, so you thought it was like before. 2 or 3 times I got tired and I let you back in. But guess what? Not this time. You caused enough damage in my life. And then as you came in and stole everything that God gave me, you had the nerve to put it inside the walls of Jericho and shut it up. See, when my God showed up to fight for me, you got scared. And you took my stuff and put it in your house and locked your door and locked your window and told me I couldn't come in. And God told me, you don't need no key. Just march, baby. Just march. Somebody, God let somebody know today, that stuff about ready to fall down. And don't be afraid, because some of your people you thought were your friends, they living inside Jericho.
Ah, my God, that's a hard one, isn't it? Some of the folks you thought were your friends, the folks that introduced you to this and hooked you up with this and invited you over here with this and had you invest your hard-earned money in this. All that stuff, they stole your stuff. And God said, I'm coming to restore
everything that the cancer worm has taken. Stop crying. Stop crying. Dry it up. Matter of fact, call your cousins. Tell them to get all your Kleenex. I don't need them no more. My pity party or my pitiful party is over. I cried my last tear yesterday. When I was in the wilderness, I didn't have anything. But then my God stopped by and told me because I have him, I have everything. And now I've come to put my claim in his name. Come on, Jericho's yours if you have enough faith and obedience. God is speaking to us today. He's telling us, come on. He said, come on. You about ready to shout. I know some of y'all soft-spoken folk, y'all don't like to shout, but you're going to shout for this. You know why you're going to shout? Because everything that ever bothered you is going to start running up, falling off you. Anybody that have a sickness and the doctor say, I don't see it no more? Do you feel like shouting right in this office? Anybody ever have somebody that's coming at you? They're just coming and trying to take your house and trying to take your car and everything. And all of a sudden, God just turned. I wish I had a witness in here. See, I need a congregation that don't have all rich people, because I need somebody to know what I'm talking about. Somebody that's been in some struggle sometimes. Somebody that's been in some trials and tribulations sometimes. Because what God is saying, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. If God say march, march. If God say run, run. If God say walk, walk. If God say sing, sing. If God say stand, stand. If God say shout, shout. That's if you want the victory, if you want your Jericho. But Pastor, you understand, I ain't got nothing. Well, guess what? It don't take nothing to walk around a building. It don't take nothing. You ain't got to have no money to walk. You ain't got to have nothing to walk. There's some feet, hot glory. And some faith. You don't need no whole lot of stuff. You don't need no all of this. Oh, I need to be consecrated, not to walk, baby. You need faith and obedience. And for everybody that says they look stupid, look at them now. You got to look at them because they can't look at you because they tore up everything inside them walls. The walls. See, you know somebody here, you are a very nice person. But the devil, the mess with you too long. To the point you can't even come to church and enjoy the service. You're trying to enjoy God's service, and you're so busy thinking about the bills you got to pay and what you're going to do when you go home. You got, oh, I don't know how my husband's going to act. My wife going to act when I get back. Or they don't come to church. They ain't like me leaving to come to church. Oh, my friends and everything. God said, today. Today is your seventh day. God said, you serve me. You don't be serving everybody else. If you seek me first, I'll put them in order. Hallelujah. And what's deep is the walls fell down flat and every man went straight ahead. Those thick walls fell down flat like sand on a beach. And nobody, like he told Joshua, was able to come against him. God is taking care of your business for you. All you need is faith and obedience. That's what Jesus had, faith and obedience. Said, God, I'll go. I'll take whatever I need to take. I never did anything wrong, but for the people that I love, I'll do it. Somebody stopped marching. You was getting ready to get something and you stopped. You let folk in the church stop you from coming to church. You shouldn't have done that. You shouldn't have done that because that was part of your Jericho. God wanted you to walk around them. You kept walking to them. God wanted you to walk. See, you messed your own blessing up. That's why I said, don't say anything. Don't talk. Just go around. Just do what I tell you to do. Because you got people outside of your blessing, outside of your blessing circle. They all up in trying to figure out, I wonder what he thinks he's doing now. What he's doing now. Pastor, crazy. Look at them now. But on the seventh day, you sitting there talking about, I wish I had a walk. I wish I had a walk with him. I wish I had a walk. I wonder how I'm going to get in there. I wonder how I'm going to get in there. Oh, my God. Oh, I was one of the ones out there talking about them. Look at them. Look at them now. Folks don't know what you worth. They look at the outside container. They can't see inside you. You don't know how much a diamond is worth until you put a close look on it. Oh, we gems, baby. And God said, I'm tired of the enemy messing with my gems. That's why I want you to walk.
I want them to think you ridiculous. I want them to think you lost your mind. I want them to think that. Because on the seventh day, I'm going to show them who's boss. I'm going to show them the great I am God. And don't consider this abstract. This is real. Apply it to your life. Whatever mountain you're trying to climb, whatever valley you're trying to get out of, you better let God instruct you. But have enough faith and obedience in God. And don't be telling God, God, that don't sound right. God said, I know it doesn't sound right because my ways are not your ways. Your thoughts are not my thoughts. But my word will not come back void. If you do what I tell you to do, my word will not come back void. Well, God, if I don't do what you tell me, what happens to your word? Then my word just be hovering like an airplane waiting for a landing. Because it can't come back to me void. But if you're here today, I don't know what your struggle might be. But God is saying to each and every one of us today, find out what that Jericho is. Call it up in your mind and get to stepping. Get to marching around that thing. And when you hear the trumpet, shout and watch the stuff fall. It's spiritual. So you got to be hooked up. You know, you got to have your faith in your, because this thing is spiritual. As a matter of fact, I'm going to close out. Somebody's feeling better already about what they. Thank you, sir. The young boy said me.